This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, bullfighting, California style, Portuguese style, really. There's no blood. First, all summer long, the CIA has been battered over its failure to deliver accurate intelligence and for alleged wrongdoings at the Abu Ghraib prison outside Baghdad. Critics say one reason is that the agency still doesn't have enough people who speak Arabic and other non-Western languages. And as Day to Day's Eric Kneeler reports, the CIA's new recruiting drive is stirring mixed emotions.
There aren't enough college graduates studying Arabic and Chinese, so the CIA is starting to recruit its next generation of spies from America's ethnic communities. That's according to CIA recruiting director Harold Tate.
We've been reaching into the nations and heritage communities, the Arab American community, Chinese American community, and after doing some market research, selected media outlets that would put our ads before the groups that we're looking to hire into the Central Intelligence Agency.
Tate says the CIA sends its people to job fairs, college campuses, and this summer, the annual Arab Festival in Dearborn, Michigan. The idea is to humanize the nation's spy agency.
Part of the recruitment program is putting a human face to the Central Intelligence Agency, getting real CIA employees out there in front of the American public to talk about, to the extent that we can, what we do, why we do it, and just to show them we are normal Americans.
But while the CIA and other federal agencies are trying to recruit more Arab and Muslim Americans, the FBI is continuing to watch them. Earlier this month, Arab American leaders met with the Department of Justice to complain about a new round of so-called voluntary interviews of Muslims in Washington, Detroit, and Los Angeles. Layla Al-Khatami, a spokeswoman for the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee, described the FBI's approach.
FBI agents were asking whether the interviewee favored regime change in Iraq, the individual's views on the Patriot Act, the individual's views on American policy in the Middle East. In many cases, they were also, again, coming to the individual's workplace and telling people when they contacted them that if they wished to bring a lawyer with them, that would make them look suspicious.
So while Al-Khatami herself supports CIA recruitment efforts of Arab Americans, she worries about domestic surveillance of the same ethnic community. Nasser Baydoun is executive director of the American Arab Chamber of Commerce in Detroit. He supports getting more people in both the FBI and CIA.
Well, I think if we had more people in the agencies to begin with, I think you would see that the level of intensity and scrutiny against our community would be diminished because of the viewpoint of the Arab Americans within the agency.
The struggle between patriotism and cultural loyalty was portrayed by Hollywood recently in the TNT miniseries The Grid. In this clip, a British agent asks an Arab American CIA analyst, played by Peter Merrick, about his own internal conflict.
Can't be easy being an American Muslim working for the CIA.
Easy? No. But I'm a better Muslim and a better American for it. I have to think about who I am, what I believe. Most people take those things for granted.
Democratic Congressman Rush Holt oversees the CIA as a member of the House Intelligence Committee. He has many Arab American constituents back home in New Jersey. Holt agrees that fear of the federal government is a real issue for this community.
They, in many cases, believe that they are being spied on. So it's certainly a tough job for the CIA or the FBI or the National Security Agency or anyone else to then try to recruit these people to work overseas intelligence or domestic law enforcement.
Despite these hurdles, CIA officials say their advertising and recruiting efforts are starting to pay off. 5% of new hires speak Chinese, and nearly 2% speak Arabic. That's a big improvement from before 9/11, but critics in Congress say the CIA needs to do even more. For Day to Day, I'm Eric Kneeler in Washington.